Hey, how are you? This is Eric Anderson, the magician with the message. I want to welcome you to the audio version of my book, The Magic in the Cards You Are Dealt: Success Strategies for Finding Magic in the Cards You Are Dealt. First off, before we get started, I want to thank my wife, Monique, who has been my biggest fan and the person who has allowed me to reach new levels in my life while opening me up to the importance of having a family that truly loves you. And I absolutely love the family we have, my children, Samantha and Sebastian. I would also like to thank everyone that has impacted my life for the better. Without you crossing my path at some point, I would not be the person I am today. I would like to thank all of the youth in foster care that are currently going through the foster care system. You are my personal heroes. And that's for me, Eric Anderson, the magician with the message. One of my favorite quotes is, "All of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." Let me say that again. All of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. That was said by Walt Disney. All right. As a former foster youth, I've been in the trenches. I've survived. I entered the foster care system when I was 9 years old. I aged out of the foster care system at the age of 18. I lived in 6 different foster homes. I attended 4 different high schools. I lived through different types of abuse. I was even homeless at one point in my life. And yet, my life has been very magical. Every day, I have the opportunity to travel the world doing something I absolutely love. And now, as a husband and father, I teach my children, or will teach my children, they're still very young now, but will teach them every lesson I wish I would have been taught growing up. I wrote this book to provide key information that will help everyone succeed. And here's my personal definition of success. Live your life by design and not by default. Everything that you're going to hear in this audio will provide success strategies to help you achieve your goals. So let's get started. Success strategy number one, the magic of attitude. That's why I named the book The Magic of Attitude. It's the most important strategy. Another favorite quote, the moment you accept responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you can change anything in your life. See, years ago, I used to play what I call the blame game. For a number of years, I was a chronic blamer. I would play the blame game better than Michael Jordan played basketball. I blame my adoptive father for abusing me. I blamed him again for putting me in foster care. I blame the foster families I live with for not treating me well. I blame the child welfare system for not teaching me how to succeed. I blamed everyone for everything. I blamed everybody but the person who deserved the blame, and that was me. Oh yeah, I could go on and on about my situation, how I was abused, and how that gave me reasons to act out. But the truth is, if I knew enough to pass the blame onto someone else, then that meant I recognized that I had a problem and I needed a solution. Knowing that I had a problem, but to put the responsibility on me to change my situation, regardless whether or not I have the correct answers to solve the problem at hand, the simple fact that I know I have a problem puts the responsibility on me to change my situation. See, we live in a time where people refuse to take responsibility for their lives and would rather play the blame game. Today, I refuse to play that game. My attitude has changed drastically for the better. Instead of blaming the world for the challenges I have and will continue to have in my life, I'd rather pick myself up, take a look in the mirror, and say, it's up to me. Today, I understand that playing the blame game is an excuse for not taking action. Let me say that again. I understand that playing the blame game is an excuse for not taking action. Even if I don't know exactly what to do, I still know that I must do something. If I can control my attitude, then I can control my life. Let's talk about a life in control. I developed and followed a very simple 3-step process to get my life in control. Step number one, I understand that every action I take has a result. Sometimes that result is good, sometimes it's bad, but there's always a result, always. Number two, I ask myself this simple question: what is the end result of the action I am about to take? What is the end result of the action I'm about to take? Step number three, I determine whether or not I can live with that end result. If my answer is yes, I move forward. If the answer is no, then I make another choice. Also, if I choose to take an action and I know the answer is no, meaning I cannot live with that result, and I take the action anyway, I know I'm acting irresponsibly and must face the music. And at some point, it's going to play. It's important to understand that the end result is not what you think it is. Let me explain a quick story. I call it the rent is due. Here's what happened. After aging out of the foster care system, I found myself in a situation in which I could not pay my rent. Since I was never schooled on what to do if you do not have your rent, a few thoughts popped into my head about what I could do to get the money. I reasoned that the most practical method to raise the money would be to snatch a few purses until I had the money. I needed to pay the rent. I played the scenario in my head a few times until I reasoned that the real result would not be getting the money, would not be getting the money to pay the rent, but the real result would be me going to jail for robbery. Okay? Read that last, I want you to listen to that last sentence again. The real result would be me possibly going to jail for robbery. Since that was not the result I wanted to live with, I made a choice. And here's what I did. I went to the manager of the apartment building and told her I did not have the rent and how soon would I have to be out. She asked me, when would I have all of the rent? I told her I would have it in about 2 weeks because that's when I got paid again. She responded with, fantastic. When you get paid in 2 weeks, bring your rent with an additional 10% for a late payment charge. And I looked at her in complete disbelief, and I asked her if that was all that I had to do. And she said, yep, that's it. I was completely blown away. That was the one moment that changed my life. I was about to possibly ruin my life over a few hundred dollars, and all I had to do is ask a very simple question. And I learned that practically every challenge that I would be faced with in life already has a solution. All I have to do is discover that solution. As simple as that may seem, it's actually very, very profound. From that day forward, my life changed. My attitude changed when I discovered that even if I did not have the answer, I knew someone else had already done the homework for me. All I had to do was find the answer, or in some cases, answers. Let's talk about anger management. During a Q&A, during a Q&A portion of one of my presentations for a youth group living in a group home, I was asked how I control my temper when someone makes me mad. That was one of the questions one of the kids asked. And here's how I responded. First, I acknowledged that I do get annoyed at certain things. Keyword, annoyed at certain things. But ultimately, choose how I'm going to respond. I was in numerous situations in which I got really upset about something and acted like a complete fool. After one of my episodes, we'll call it an episode, I played the scene over and over and realized how stupid I looked. At that moment, I understood I was raising my voice as a self-defense mechanism. And I figured that the louder I was and the more I acted out, the more power I thought I had. The simple truth is that I was out of control and looked like a complete coward. In fact, it was rare, it's rare that the loudest person in the room is the most confident person in the room. Often he or she has the most to hide, and that's why they're being so loud. And that's exactly the situation I was in. So I changed how I saw myself in these situations. If I wasn't being powerful, I was really showing how weak I was because I was allowing someone else to influence my behavior. Okay? I was allowing someone else to influence my behavior by acting out. So let's look at the rules of a magical attitude. I live by three simple rules. Rule number one, be natural. There's a gentleman by the name of Di Vernon. He was known as the greatest sleight of hand magician of the 20th century. He stated that when you're performing sleight of hand magic, one must be very natural. He used the two words, be natural. He said when you make an unnatural movement while performing, you expose what you're trying to hide. Of course, he's talking about sleight of hand magic, but that same principle applies to succeeding in life. Be natural. Rule number two, take your ego out of the equation. Take your ego out of the equation. When I conducted my own, we'll call it self-therapy, I found that for every problem in which my ego was involved, I found it more difficult to find a workable solution or solutions. When I removed my ego, I found myself closer to solving the problem. Sometimes the problem solved itself instantly because my ego was no longer wrapped up in the situation. Rule number three, bulletproof. Become bulletproof to criticism. And here's my thought about how other people think about me. As long as I know I'm doing the right thing, I can care less what other people think about me. I'm bulletproof to negative thoughts concerning how other people perceive me. My major responsibility in life is not to let my family down. Remember, when you are in control, when you control your attitude, you control your life. And ultimately, you make better choices. You won't make perfect choices, but you'll make better choices. So here's some verbal notes for the magic of attitude. And here's a quick quote from Oprah Winfrey. If you want your life to be more rewarding, you have to change the way you think. All right. So let's look at success strategy number two. I call it the magic of goal setting. All right. Another favorite quote. The moment you begin to think like a winner, then you will become one. That's by Valerie Parker. Now, imagine this for a second. You had a magic wand that you can wave and produce anything you want in life. The difference between succeeding and failure is vision. If you're able to see, feel, and emotionalize what you want, your odds of getting it increase 100-fold. You experience life based on where you focus your attention. Let me say that again. You experience life based on where you focus your attention, okay? Right now we're talking about goal setting. This success principle is so simple, I'm shocked more people don't actually apply it in their lives. I believe the reason more people don't apply the principle of goal setting in their lives is because they don't know how to apply it. Or they've just heard the concept but don't understand there's an actual formula, a process to turn their goals into real life experiences. So let me tell you a story about the car. The very first time I put the magic of goal setting into action in my life was after reading the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He outlines how to get whatever you want. I was living in San Diego and needed a car. I had very little money, definitely not enough money to put a down payment on a car or a new car, and not enough money to buy a used car. All I knew is I needed a car. I followed the step-by-step process that was laid out in Napoleon Hill's book. I wrote down lots of goals, but the car was just one of them. As Mr. Hill mentioned, in his book, when you become aware of what you want, you start to notice opportunities all around you, just begging you to take advantage of them. Okay? The next day, think about this. The next day, I found myself in a conversation with a complete stranger in a restaurant. During this conversation, he mentioned he had a Toyota Corolla that he wasn't sure what he was going to do with. I asked him if he thought about selling the car. He said no. Out of the blue, I said, if you're willing to accept a few payments over the next few months, I'll buy the Toyota from you. He asked me how much money could I put down on the car. I told him I had about $75. Now, to my surprise, he agreed to my terms and we set up a time to meet. The very next day so I could pick up the car and start making the payments. What is great about this story is I did not use the other steps outlined in Napoleon Hill's book. All I did was, first, become aware that I needed something, in this case, a car. Believe that I was going to get a car, and most importantly, noticed an opportunity. All right? Since then, I've used a more refined process to make life happen by writing, to make life happen. I've written books, I've started businesses, I've paid off debt, I've traveled the world, I do my best to live my life on my terms. And I do this through the process of goal setting, what I like to call the magic of goal setting. If you did nothing else and simply wrote down a list of what you wanted, you would achieve most of the stuff on that list by simply making yourself more aware of these things. So this way you'll notice opportunities as they pop up. So let me explain the step-by-step process I use today to put things in motion to achieve some of my life's, some of my dreams. My system is a hybrid of things I've read and applied over the years. Here's the simple goal setting steps. Here we go. All right, step number one. First, you want to dream about everything you want to do, be, and achieve. Now, while you're doing everything you want to do, be, and achieve while you're on this planet, you want to write these dreams down on a piece of paper, okay? It's important you do not edit your thinking. By that, I mean don't write something and then erase it and say, oh, I can't do that. I'm giving you the license to dream big. Write down everything and write really fast. As you're writing, it's important you think about these four categories. You want to think about your career, okay? You want to think about, now career's category number one. You want to think about giving back to people. That's category number two. You want to think about things you want, toys, just fun things you want to do. That's category number three. The fourth and final category is personal things, all right? So that's the first step. Write until you cannot write anymore. Step number two, once you have, we'll call it a master list, you want to go through each goal and put either a C for career, a G for giving back, a T for toys, or P for personal next to each one of your written goals. These letters stand for, again, career, giving back, toys, and personal. Now go through your master list and choose one goal from each category. So this way you'll have four goals. Step number three, take these four goals and for each one, write down the exact goal you're going to achieve. For example, if your goal is to make, we'll say, more money, instead of just writing more money, you must come up with an exact amount of money you're going to make. If your goal is to, say, give back to the community, you must come up with an organization and exactly what you're going to do for this organization. Step number four, you want to write down how you are going to reward yourself for achieving this particular goal. All right? Make sure it's something fun and exciting. Now, for something radically different from the majority of goal achieving systems, you must write down the consequence for not achieving your intended goal. The reward and consequence factor will help keep you on track and keeps you moving forward. Here's the fifth step. Write down today's date or the exact date you will start the process of achieving this particular goal. Now you must also write down your deadline date. This is the time frame in which you will achieve your goal. It's important to recognize that even though you might have a time frame of 6 months to accomplish your goal, it might only take a month. Remember this, you accomplish your goals at the exact time frame that you set for yourself, within reason. Here's step number six. Now you must write a paragraph about why you must achieve this particular goal, all right? You must have a compelling reason why. Let me say that again. You must have a compelling reason why you are going to achieve this particular goal. Without enough positive reasons why, you will never put the energy into moving towards your dreams. If the why is strong enough, you will do whatever it takes to accomplish your goals. Step number seven. You want to write down each and every step you must take, all right, to make your goal a reality. So there's, now if you think about it, the reason you want to write down all of the steps, there are only so many steps to reach any given goal on your master list. This last step is important because what you're doing is creating a map. This way you can map out your path to success. Here's exactly what you must do. First, do not try to write the steps down in order. You could put them in order later. For now, just write down what steps you think you might make. Just write down what steps you think you might need to take in order to accomplish your goal. For example, if your goal is to, we'll say, purchase a new car, one of your steps would be to decide exactly what type of car you want. Another step might be taking the car for a test drive. Another step might be, we'll say, finding out how much you need for a down payment. Think of these steps as minor actions that lead to major results. Once you have all of your steps written down on a piece of paper, you want to put them into a logical order. Don't worry about missing a step because that misstep will make itself apparent when you reach that point on your list. You now have an exact roadmap for achieving that particular goal. And of course, you do this with all of your goals. You'll want to follow steps 1 through 7 for each one of your goals on your list. And remember, it's important that you pick one goal from each category from your master list. As you start to achieve each goal, you must replace it with another goal from that category to keep the process moving forward. You will want to always make sure you are achieving goals in each of the four categories, as I mentioned. This way, you will always be moving toward balance in your life. Oftentimes, your life will get out of balance, and that's okay. At least this way, you are aware when you're out of sync, and you can start putting yourself back in balance. All right? Let's talk about what I like to call my purpose in life statement. All right. I believe it's important you must create a purpose in life statement on a small laminated card that you keep in your wallet. I keep mine in my wallet. Okay. It's purpose. Now, the purpose in life statement, the front side has the following paragraph written on it. And this is for me. This is my particular statement. It says, my purpose in life. I was put on this planet to improve every area of my life. Each and every day I'm on this planet, I will live my life with love, energy, and fun. I will share the knowledge I have learned about succeeding against the odds. I will do everything in my power to be a living role model for my family and for those who choose to follow my path. The day that I leave this planet, I hope to receive a standing ovation because I live with passion, I love people, and most importantly, I gave back. That's my purpose in life. Now, the other side has four goals I'm moving towards at that particular point. These goals are written on a small post-it note attached to the card. My job is to keep this card with me and read that statement, followed by reading my goals at least twice a day. This will have a very powerful impact on how you feel, and equally important, it will keep your goals in the forefront of your mind. With your goals always on your mind, you will start to notice opportunities all around you. I don't believe in complicating the process. I use a simple notebook for my goals because I prefer to physically write out my goals, and I suggest you do the same thing. So there you have it, a simple yet powerful system for accomplishing anything you can dream for yourself. The next success strategy will show you how to incorporate the magic of time management into your daily life. But first, let's go over, some of the things you must do for the magic of goal setting. First, you want to list your goals. You just want to dream big. All right. Second, assign a category to each goal. So remember, career, C for career, G for giving back, T for toys, and P for personal. Third, you want to identify the exact goal you are going to achieve at that particular time. All right. Fourth, write out how you will reward yourself for achieving the goal and the consequence for not achieving the goal. List the start and stop dates for your goal. So the day you're going to start, the day you're going to stop. Write out a paragraph about why you must achieve the goal. Write the steps needed to reach the goal. All right. So you have the power to do or create anything you choose. You are an infinite being with ultimate potential. That was said by Gail Lynn Goodwin. Let's talk about the magic of time management. This is the third success strategy. One of my all-time favorite quotes is by Coach Lou Holtz. And he simply says this: if you are killing time, it's not murder, it's suicide. That's a great quote. Life is not fair, and I doubt that will ever change. Blaming the world for the disadvantages I was born with is a waste of my time. The one advantage that we are all given is the amount of time we have on this planet. Of course, the amount of time changes from person to person, but what you do with your time, with the time that you're given, will ultimately determine your success or failure. I'm amazed at what people can accomplish even though they are born with major disadvantages. On the other side of the coin, I'm always surprised at when I experience someone who was born with what seems like major advantages and they just choose to slowly let their life pass them by. If someone gives me a rundown of what they do on any given week, I bet I could predict the outcome of their life, and I bet I would become pretty close. Let's talk about moments of time. There were two moments in my life, which I began to really respect my time. Here's the first one. I was 17 years old, and a friend of mine was going to pick me up so we could go hang out that night. He wanted me to wait outside so I could, wave at him when he approached, since, it was really dark in the area and he was not familiar with that part of town. We talked on the phone and he mentioned he was leaving and he would be there in about 30 to 45 minutes. So I waited for about 20 minutes and then went outside to continue waiting. This was well before cell phones became popular. So I just had to wait. He drove up 90 minutes later from his estimated time of arrival. Naturally, I figured something must have happened. When he arrived, I asked what happened, and he said, "Oh, nothing. He just left a little later than expected." He acted like it was not a problem. I was livid. I told myself in that moment, I would never waste my time or disrespect the time of other people. This person was and still is late. The sad thing is, he currently blames the world for his personal challenges, when the simple truth is, he just doesn't show up. The second moment, my former social worker, Charles Russell. He's actually the brother of basketball legend, Bill Russell. Mr. Charles Russell sat me down and did something that impacted my life in a major, major way. Here's what he did. He scheduled my entire day from beginning to end. My entire schedule was mapped out for me. It's kind of hard to get in trouble when you're supposed to be doing something productive. I've taken the same principle of scheduling everything and applied it to my life, and it's a wickedly powerful success strategy. Some people choose to be late rather than be early. The motivation usually comes from something crazy like not wanting to be perceived as corny for being on time. My rule is simple. If you're not early, you're late. Period. Also, I know some really successful people who will not even consider you as an option for anything if you're late. You have one shot. You're late, that's it. They judge everything about you and who you are as a person because you are late. The other way of looking at it is, if someone doesn't respect their own time, why would they respect yours? All right? So, let's take it one step further. Your time is your life. And do you really want to be around someone who doesn't respect your life? It's a little harsh, I know, but think about it for a second. So, here are 11 successful time management strategies. Again, I believe in simplicity. First, schedule everything. Get in the habit of putting everything on your calendar. Second, plan your entire day from beginning to end. Move to planning your week. So first you start with the day, you get efficient at that. Then you start planning your entire week. Then you start planning your entire month. Then you move to planning your entire year. Of course, things are going to pop up and you'll make changes as you see fit. But this really keeps you on track. Third, spend less time with people who waste time. Let me say that again. Spend less time with people who waste time. Fourth, create a things to do list. Okay? Write down a daily list of everything you must accomplish that day. Here's number five, and this is a monster right here. Create a things not to do list. When I first thought of this concept of taking, when I first thought of the concept of taking an honest look at everything I was doing to waste my time and actively took steps to not do those things, I initially created more time for myself. Think about that. Focus on making the process fun, but remember the results are what truly matter. Here's a simple one. Arrive at least 30 minutes early to everything. Just make that your habit. I arrive at least 30 minutes to everything. Write one of your action steps from your goal setting system onto your things to do list. That's also important. So when you think about your goals, you want to take one of those items and put that on your things to do list. This way it keeps you moving forward. You keep moving forward. It's important that you just get started. Never worry about having everything perfect. Learn how to focus, okay? If I could get people in the habit of working uninterrupted for about an hour and a half. I used to say between 2 and 3 hours, but I'll give you an hour and a half. I can show anyone how to succeed. Okay? It's also important to be flexible. Stuff will come up. That's just, if it's not in your schedule, that's okay. As long as you complete the task at hand. When I was really young, I did not, there was a time I did not complete a chore given to me, and I was told to write 1,000 times, when I start something, I will finish it. When I start something, I will finish it. So believe me, trust me when I say the idea of completing something after starting it is hardwired into my system. There's also a funny story about that. I wrote that statement, when I start something, I will finish it. I was like 100, you know, we'll just say 100 times into it. And I went to the person that told me to write it, and I said, well, I'm tired of doing this. And they said, you don't understand the lesson. Read what you're actually writing, Eric. When I start something, I will finish it. It is hardwired into me. And for a long time, honestly, I stopped trying stuff. There was a period I stopped trying stuff because I knew once I started something, I would finish it. So I just wouldn't start. So I kind of self-sabotaged myself. So here's some things to think about with time management. And here's another great quote. Be not afraid of going slowly. Be only afraid of standing still. It's an old Chinese proverb. All right. So anyway, let's talk about the magic of perception, which is success strategy number 4. All right. There's a great quote by Bradley Quick that says, positive action cures everything. It always does. And it always will. Here's the deal. I was speaking with a group of foster youth who were about to age out of the foster care system and start living on their own. One of the young ladies in the group had a question, and she asked simply this: how do I get people to stop passing judgment on me and at least give me a chance? That was a great question, and I had the perfect answer that's been tested over and over and over again. The one thing that I learned from the art of magic is how to change people's perceptions. If you change how people perceive you, then your odds of success increase. Okay, let me say that again. If you change how people perceive you, then your odds of success increase. People are going to judge you regardless of what you do, what you say. People are going to judge. So you might as well give them something to judge, all right? Before I reveal what I believe to be one of the most powerful success strategies you can employ without when dealing with other people, I'll share four quick stories about perception. And here they go. Here's the first story. I was living in San Diego when this happened to me. There was a big group of people, including myself, jaywalking across the street. Now, please keep in mind, I was not with any of the others in the group. A police officer yelled to me. He said, "Hey, stop. Hey, you, come here." I did. He told me I crossed the street illegally and he was going to give me a ticket. I said, "Well, the entire group jaywalked. Why did you single me out?" Without skipping a beat, he said, "Those people have some place to be." Interesting. Here's the second story. I had just finished working out at the gym. I decided to go to the store before I headed back to my office. Since I did not have any cash on me, I decided to use a company check to pay for some items I was taking back to the office. I handed the cashier the check. She looked me up and down and said she would not be able to process the check. I asked her why, and she called for the manager. He said it was a business check. I said, "I know, I'm the owner of the business." He looked me up and down with a look of disgust on his face and said, "You own a business?" "Yeah, right." He refused to accept my check, even though I gave him every single thing he asked for. Here's the third story. My wife and I were headed to California for a vacation. We arrived to the airport to long lines. This is the Atlanta airport, so believe me, there were some long lines and delays. After standing in one of these lines in the airport, an employee picks me out of the line of at least about 100 folks. And she says, "Sir, we're going to start a new line, and we're going to start the new line with you." Okay, with me being the head of the line. As a matter of fact, she walked past a lot of other people to choose me. Here's the fourth story. I was at a conference. The CEO of a huge insurance company offered me a job right there in the spot with a guaranteed salary of $250,000 per year. All because of something interesting. So what's going on here? I'm sure there are a number of reasons why you think these situations happen to me. I know exactly why they happened to me. I made a simple change that created the change in how people perceive me. In the third and fourth story, Here's what happened. Here's a simple change I made. I put on a suit, a business suit. That's it. All right. So this third story, I was picked out of a line at the airport to, you know, start a new line. Fourth story, I was offered a job offering $250,000 a year, all because I looked the part. I simply changed my clothing and looked like someone who had some place to be, places to go, things to do. All right. We always tell people not to judge a book by its cover. On the surface, it sounds like great advice. But the problem is that that's not how the world works. People judge books by their covers all the time. And if that's true, and believe me, it is, you want to be in control of what they judge. The fastest and simplest way that I know to change someone's perception of you is to put on your good clothes, as they say. Put on your church clothes. Put on your good clothes. My strategy is very simple. Always dress like I've come from someplace nicer and I'm going somewhere better. When people start to ask you, where did you just come from or where are you going, you will know you're on the right track. When you put on your good clothes, you feel better about yourself. You walk with a little more pep in your step. You tend to hold your head a little higher. Your attitude changes for the better. Most people only dress up for special occasions. As far as I'm concerned, every day above ground is a special occasion. So let's look. We'll take another look at perception. Here's a story about a guy named Juan. The first time I really recognized the principle of perception was in high school. A friend of mine, whose name was Juan, always came to school in suits every single day. I mean, every single day. All of the teachers treated him with a little more respect than the rest of us. All the other students thought he was the go-to guy when they needed help. If there was a situation in school, he was automatically excluded from the group because the teachers knew he had nothing to do with it, all because he was dressed up. One day, I asked Juan why he dressed in suits every single day. He told me his father told him it would make his life easier. I'm not sure what Juan is doing today, but I would guess he is successful at whatever it is he's doing. So here's my 10-day challenge, okay? Here's what I want you to do for the next 10 days. Put your best clothes on for 10 days straight. More importantly, take notice of how people treat you during those 10 days. Jot down the responses to the following questions. What did you notice? Okay. How did it make you feel? And what did you learn? In life, you get ahead by standing out. This is the easiest way to stand out in the world because nobody's doing it anymore. Those that do it reap the rewards. So let's think about the magic of perception. Never allow others to define your potential. All right. So here's some notes and some success strategies. Okay. Remember the magic of attitude. You want to be natural. Okay. You want to take your ego out of the equation. You want to become bulletproof to criticism. Here's some success strategies about the magic of goal setting. Remember, you want to list your goals and dreams. You want to assign a category to each goal, career, giving back, toys, and personal. You want to identify the exact goal you are going to achieve. You want to determine how you will reward yourself for achieving the goal and the consequence for not achieving the goal. Remember, you want to list, start, and stop. You want to put down a start and stop dates for each goal. You want to write a paragraph about why you must achieve the goal at hand. You want to write steps. You want to write out the steps needed to accomplish your goal, each step that you need to reach your goal. Here's some things you need to remember about the magic of time management. Remember the 11 successful time management secrets. Schedule everything. Get in the habit of putting everything on your calendar. Plan your entire day from beginning to end. Move to planning your week, then work on your month, then work on an entire year. Spend less time with people who waste time. Remember, you want to create a things to do list. You want to write down a daily list of everything you must accomplish that day. Remember, you want to create a things not to do list. You want to write down those things that keep you from being productive, things that waste your time. You want to focus on making the process fun, but remember, the results are what truly matter. You want to arrive at least 30 minutes early to everything, at least 30 minutes. You want to write one of your action steps from your magical goal setting system onto your things to do list. This way you keep moving forward, you keep accomplishing. All right. Remember, it's also important to just get started. Never worry about being perfect. If you're a perfectionist, that's a sign that you're not accomplishing as much as you can because you're too busy being perfect. You want to learn how to focus uninterrupted for about 90 minutes. All right, that's an hour and a half. It's also important to be flexible. And remember, the success strategy number 4, the magic of perception. I challenge you to take my 10-day challenge. Put on your good clothes for 10 days and see how you feel and how other people respond to you. Here's some great books you should read. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That's a great, great book. Tyrese Gibson just came out with his new book, How to Get Out of Your Own Way. Fantastic book. All right. Another great book is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It's all small stuff. All right. Another great one is Simple Ways to Keep Your Cool in Stressful Times. Here's, again, some things I think are, you know, some words of wisdom. All right. Sometimes you have to do something you don't want to do in order to do what you want to do. Let me say that again. Sometimes you have to do something you don't want to do in order to do what you want to do. Here's one thing. Here's another one. Here's one thing I know about failure. You have just learned one more thing that doesn't work, which means you're one step closer to success. Here's another one. If you know enough to pass the blame to someone else, then that means you recognize you have a problem that needs to be addressed. It's your responsibility to change the situation. Here's another one. Practically every challenge you will be faced with in life already has a practical solution that has been worked out for you. It's just a matter of asking for the answer. Here's another one. As long as I know I'm doing the right thing, I can care less what other people think about me. Do your best to become bulletproof to negative thoughts concerning how other people perceive you. Believe me, this is not simple to do, but it's a great thing to move towards. I still work on it every single day, but overall, I'm bulletproof to criticism. Here's another one. There are opportunities all around you just begging you to take advantage of them. So take advantage of them. All right. Here's another one. Without enough positive reasons why you need to achieve your goals, you will never put in the energy into moving towards your dreams. So come up with enough reasons why you really want to achieve it. You may actually write down a goal that, you know, you realize after a little bit of thought you really don't want to accomplish. That's okay. Here's another one. The advantage we all have is the amount of time we are giving while we are on this planet. What you do with the time will what you do with your time will ultimately determine your success or failure. Here's another one. The fastest and simplest way that I know to change someone's perception of you is to put on your good clothes. Here's another one. You experience life based on where you focus your attentions. So I just want to tell you a little bit more about myself as we wrap this up. I was put up for adoption when I was born. I was adopted at the age of 2. However, because I was being abused in the home, in the adoptive home, I was removed from the adoptive home and put in a California child welfare system. I lived in foster homes and group homes until I was 18 years old. I'm a big believer there's always something positive that you can take from every negative situation. One of the fires my adoptive father lit in me was my love for the art of magic. I received a magic set one year for Christmas and became absolutely fascinated with this incredible art form. Even though I lived in a variety of different foster homes, I was able to take this special gift with me from home to home, and it helped keep me focused on something. With the hard work, and it was hard work, and determination to succeed, you know, I've worked really hard, and I've, you know, become recognized as one of the top magical entertainers in the world. When I was 18, I realized I was, you know, I was going to start living on my own, and I remember what my social worker told me. He said, "Eric," and this is Charles Russell that told me this. He said, "Eric, do you realize if you put the same effort and energy into your schoolwork that you put into your magic, school would be a breeze?" Yeah, at the time, I was doing horrible in school. And I thought that was a great lesson, okay? I really didn't listen to what he told me at the time. But years later, I realized if I applied that same idea to other areas of my life, I would be able to succeed in other areas of my life. So after aging out of the foster care system, I served a brief stint in the United States Air Force, moved back to San Diego briefly. I started driving a cab, you know. I used to entertain people, you know, in the streets to make extra money. Realizing I needed to change my environment and start from scratch, I put everything I owned in a duffel bag, bought a one-way ticket on a Greyhound bus from San Diego to Atlanta. After arriving in Atlanta, I went to work on changing my life for the better. There were, you know, definitely some setbacks like homelessness, but I was able to pick up the pieces and kept moving, you know, towards my dreams. I realized I had the skills to succeed. All I had to do was apply those skills to other areas of my life, and that's exactly what I did. I was able to start a business, actually a couple businesses. I've designed, produced magically themed events for corporations worldwide. I've produced events for two Super Bowls, the Olympics. I've been blessed to share the platform with talk show host Sean Hannity, First Lady Laura Bush, Home Run King Hank Aaron, Nobel Peace Prize recipient, former President of the United States Jimmy Carter. I was blessed to be selected to perform at the Salute to Heroes inaugural ball during President Barack Obama's inauguration in Washington, D.C. And years ago, a friend of mine suggested I actually share my story with my audiences, so which is another reason why this book has been written, or this audio version of the book has been put together. And that's when I made the decision to help youth in foster care by appearing at select events nationwide to talk about what it really takes to succeed after living in foster care. So I do this for youth in foster care, foster parents, and social workers and care workers that actually provide for the children. And even though magicians are known for keeping secrets, I love to share one of life's greatest secrets, and that's how to live a magical life, all right? And that's why they call me the magician with a message. So I really want to thank you for taking the time to pick up the book and listen to the audio version of the book. Again, I believe in keeping things extremely simple. Life is simple. Sometimes we complicate it. I believe in simplicity. That's why I did not write a really, really big book that takes you a long time to read. This is more of a pocket manual, you know, something you can listen to and apply something in your life immediately. And that's why it's important. So once again, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio. More importantly, I trust that you will take some of the strategies and apply those strategies in your life. If for any reason you need to contact me, you can reach me at my office at 404-286-2973. If you would like to send me a fax, you could fax a letter over to me at 404-883-3466. You can also send me a personal email at Eric, at erictyleranderson.com. You could also visit me online at www.erictyleranderson.com. And if you want to talk about your own story and the cards that you were dealt, you could also email us at info@myrightstory.com. Once again, I really want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio version of the book, and I wish you luck, great luck, which is, you know, usually created by hard work. I wish you success, and I wish you love. Thanks again. This is Eric Anderson, and have an incredible and amazing life. Thanks for listening.